Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, let's slide over to Lake Houston now and check in with our good friend John Littleton, see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, John. What's up in your neck of the woods?
Oh, man, the fog's down low today.
You got ground fog there? Fog. We got basic everywhere fog right here where I'm at, so.
Yeah, even here in the subdivision, man, it's kind of hard to see down the street. You can see the street lights, but that's about it. I can't even watch my normal little raccoons. They usually out this time in the morning. Today's Friday, so it's trash day. And
trash pandas.
It's kind of entertaining to sit here in my truck, talk about fishing and hunting and watch the raccoons hit the trash cans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's a pretty good start to my day. Yeah. But, no, it is. It's not cold. I mean, you know, heck, it's 55 in my truck. But, you know, it is some fog there.
It's
damp. I've
got
to run into the office, too. So, you know, it'll be, yeah. I'm not going to Louisiana. I'm just going to Pasadena today. So, it won't be too bad. You know,
what, do y'all have an office
trip
here and an office in Louisiana, too?
Well, we got 37 all together over, you know. But then in the ones I, you know, work in and out of is Louisiana and Pasadena. So, yeah, I'm there usually a couple of days each, you know, a week, and then take off on Fridays. But I'm fixing to go on vacation from the 19th to the 5th, so – just trying to get my year-end stuff caught up before I check out for a while. So, yep. But, man, old lake is, God, Mickey, it's still muddy. It's just not wanting to clean up at all.
Hmm.
You know, it's just, and the water temp's still down, and, you know, but fish, you know, those fish still got to eat. You know, the bass are not doing too well right now. I mean, white bass are okay. Go out there and, you know, you'd have to struggle. You'd struggle to get all 15 or 18,
right?
You know, which is still good. I mean, you know, it's something to pull on your line. And then, you know, the catfishing, it's mainly right now, it's mainly those noodles, you know, they're, you know, they don't do too much trot lining out there. Or, you know, they'll throw them noodles out and chase them things around. But, you know, the bass fishing, black bass, is still kind of a little slow right now. But again, it's not a lot of people, you know, out there fishing for them right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just getting ready for the, you know, bass club stuff out at Lake Houston. And, you know, in fact, we have a meeting Sunday to go over rule changes, you know, the normal stuff, you know, for next year. And then, you know, we'll be ready to go come January.
Yeah.
So I think we'll have a good year. You know, we always, you know, catch them. So you're just lucky if you catch them on tournament day. You know, that's that's the main thing. But, no, it's all good. We're, I'm just getting my tackle and stuff ready and got the boat back and, you know, just had them check everything and everything seemed to be good. And I had to change one of my pump ends in my live well. It just, you know, I thought it was stopped up, but, you know, I told them just go ahead and change it. You know, it's, that one was about, oh, I don't know, 5-6 years old. So
yeah, it was time.
You know, you don't realize how much you use that pump in, pump out.
I get
out
a lot of hours on them, man, especially if you're tournament fishing, running that thing all the time, brother.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, what's $30, you know, to for one of those pumps, you know. But, you know, it's getting that time. I'm getting a little anxious, you know. So I'm ready to
when
get
do y'all usually
out
start
there.
Up?
We start in January. We fish the second Saturday of every month.
I got you.
You know, and then we do our championships at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And we don't fish November and December, you know, because most, heck, 75% of our fishermen, we're out there hunting. So, you know, we get – and we just don't have any participation, you know. So, I don't fish a lot of other tournaments. I fish other places, you know. Like when I'm off here coming up in the next week or two, you know, we'll spend several days on Fayette. It's a good time of year for Fayette, you know, to go up there. And, you know, two of the biggest fish I ever caught, I caught them in December, you know, in Fayette. So, you know, that'll be good. Can go up there, and I love catching them things, man, those big old fish on frogs and topwater stuff, you know, early in the morning up there on Fayette over that grass. So I haven't listened to Bob. I hadn't called him and talked to him and seen what was going on.
He
but
didn't
I
have
before.
Much to say. It's more than a lot of little fish. Me and, you know, when you get into a water fish, they're small right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, as far as getting a lot of bites and you know, schooling activity, they're small.
Right, but right.
Same old deal, Carolina, crankbaits, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got an advisory on my phone, heavy, dense fog advisory for Liberty Chambers, Southern Liberty, including the cities of Devers, Liberty, Cleveland, Winnie, Anahuac, Dayton, Stowell, O River, Winfrey, and Mont Belvieu. Till 9 o'clock. 1/4 mile or less. So it's pretty thick over here my way. I hadn't heard many down Galveston way, see if there's much fog down there. So boaters, be careful. Slow it down.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Drivers, too. If you're driving a car.
Drivers. Hey,
slow down, man.
Yeah. Yep, it's, better to be late than dead, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what a bat out of hell looks like, but that's what my grandma, that was a term she always used. Look at that guy, driving like a bat out of hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my dad and him was after that, too, yeah. So, yep, but, oh, well. No, we're still hunting a little bit. I killed another deer last weekend, so, you know, I think we're about done for this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, you're stocking up on meat. You ought to have some full freezers, brother.
Yeah, oh, I do. I do. So, yeah, I might be giving away some for Christmas presents this year.
Hey, everybody loves some good sausage, man, and burger.
Yeah, when we get together, for Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, and stuff, the family member, hey, man, you got some deer? And, I always send them home with, a couple packs. So, yeah. Uh-huh. But, it's good. But we're just, I'm just getting my boat prepared, my gear. I mean, changing hooks on crankbaits and, if you don't do this stuff, you'd be amazed how much that stuff, even your, I change all my fishing line, put all new line on every reel. And, if you don't do that stuff, you'll get your heart broke, come January or whenever, the next time you go out fishing. You can't let that sit up, for 2 months. And, I still been fishing, but, not so what if I break one off, it's no big deal, but,
unless you're in a tournament,
yeah,
then you don't want that to happen.
No, I'm going to be a little bit more prepared for tournaments. Yeah. It'll, you don't ever know. And I know you've been there, you lose a good fish. It could cost you, some bucks, in a tournament. So, and even we were talking the other day, my partner and I, about we need to check, my net. And my handle keeps slipping down on me. It's not locking in. So, heck, it might be time to trash it, and get a new one.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Or put a set screw in it. It'll be long all the time. You won't be able to slide it up and shorten it. But
Most of the time I don't anyhow, but the problem is like with it leaving out, it'll slip on you, on mine will. And I think that little knob's wore down or whatever, but
That little deal that pops up. Out. Yeah. Just,
Or the spring is getting bad on the inside.
Well, that's possible.
Knob, so.
I just, where it slides up through that base of that net, I've got one like that and I just took and drilled a little pilot hole and then put two metal screws in there, stainless metal screws, and done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a bad idea to do that.
Of course, I don't even use a net anymore unless, it's for redfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, from what I've been hearing y'all talk about the trout, you don't need a net. You just flip them in the boat. I mean, there's not a lot of big ones.
A lot of flippers right now, and that's the stage we're going through. But I pretty much, if I'm jig fishing, I'll just mash my barbs down on my jig head, just shake them off on the side of the boat, instead of even handling them or anything. Don't even touch them, just let them swim off.
Yeah. Well, even when, I'm out pre-fishing for something, I've got a set of hooks I put on my crankbaits that I've got them all just bent in the barbs. I've got not just a barb, the whole round part of the hook. I take my needle nose and close them all the way.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way they're going to get hooked. And then, if I'm Texas rig or wacky worm or, Cinco, whatever I'm throwing, I'll take and just close up that hook. So, and I go back, especially too, whenever I'm, during the spawn and I'm looking for fish on trees or whatever, I'll take that and use that same hook. And, that way they'll pick one up and swim off with it. And I just sit there and shake it a little bit and they'll let go because there's no way they're going to get hooked.
No.
And, you can go back and catch those fish, the next day because where they're at, and that way you don't have to. That way you don't have to run through 20 trees, you go straight to the juice, I call it. So
straight to the sweet spot, baby.
That's it. But
all right,
telling
John,
all my tricks, Mickey.
Yeah, I got to run, brother. If somebody wants to call you, put your number out there. They can get with you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or send me a text.
Call old John, talk a little fishing.
Yeah, I have been getting a lot of response, so, you know, the show is working. So
great. All right, brother.
Well, thank you,
Mickey. John, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, and we'll be getting ready for Christmas.
Yes, sir. All righty.
All right, buddy. See you now. All right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics in their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. They're educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, just go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:18 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City and talk to our good friend, old Dave Fremont. Texas City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop. Hey, Dave, good morning, man.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mickey, and welcome to the Dyke and Boyd's One Stop.
That's it. Top of the morning to you. Y'all got any fog down that way?
Yeah. Yeah, we got fog? What I call Indian fog. It's
what is
it's
that?
Apache. Apache.
Apache. I got you. Apache here and a patch there. I got you. That's funny.
Yeah. It was thick at times coming in from League City, and then it kind of lined out when I turned in on the dike, and I just made the run out to the end, and a little bit here and there, but nothing bad right now. We're in good shape, but you know how it is, man. It changes in a hurry.
Yeah, it's thick up here my way, up on the north end of the complex. Pretty soupy.
I look forward to kind of hang around that way for a little bit. I hadn't paid too much attention to the forecast on what's supposed to happen in the next few days, but whatever it is going to happen, whether I know about it or not, so it'll be all right.
Weather controls everybody's lives, and
yeah,
you know, they're
affected. But I will say this: it's 61 degrees right here on Galveston Bay. I'm about 2.5 miles out on the dike right now, and right now the fog is lifted, and it looks pretty good. And just very little to no wind, Mickey, at all right now. The water is slick, and for the folks that are going to venture out and they do so carefully, it looks like to be pretty good conditions as far as wind-wise. Like I said, I don't know what's in store for later on in the day, but so far, so good. We'll see what the sunrise brings us.
Well, it is nice right now as far as winds. I'm looking across the board. There's just not much wind anywhere right now.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice weekend till the front hits Sunday. And a lot of wind and cooler temperatures coming. But it's going to warm right back up next week like it did this week. Bounce right back. I'm good with that.
Nothing stays the same around southeast Texas.
No.
The fishing's been slow around here, as expected this time of year. It's things have kind of slowed down to a crawl. Very few reports of much of anything. Even the bull reds and black drum bite has subsided a bit, which it normally does in December. It usually starts picking back up in on into January or so, just when things really get nice and funky and soupy and cold, them old black drum will start rearing their ugly head. And
yeah, it won't be long. We'll be talking about the drum run and y'all's drum tournament you have every year down there.
Yeah. I imagine there's probably some sheephead being caught. I ain't heard too much about it, but
I've been seeing a few. Everybody's catching a few sheephead up here, you know, while they're trout and redfishing. Yeah. Live baiters are, you know, popping cork. They're doing pretty good.
Yeah. I imagine some, I haven't talked to any of the wading fellas that I know that may have been out here trying to catch a big speck or two, but like I say, it's just been really quiet. This is the time when you don't hear too much on too awful much on personal best catches around here on the upper coast. Now you got to go down on the south end of the state to get down there and have a chance to get
a
big one.
Go good and catch old Jargo.
I'd be willing to say it's been a few years since you've caught a personal best, because man, you used to rack them up years ago.
And yeah, I threw my personal best back, and I was a fool for doing it. I should have put that fish on the wall, man. What a fish.
You know,
my buddy Wade and Wimmy talked me into it. Said, oh, man, we can let him live. You can get a replica made. I said, it's just not the same as a skin mount. I love skin mounts.
No. No, you can't smell that replica. You can't take it off the wall and smell it.
You can have a replica made any size you want, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. You can take somebody else's picture and have one made.
Right.
I kind of switched gears. I hadn't had a personal best crowd in so long. I can't remember. And I switched gears, and I have switched over to what I call personal worst. That's a lot more fun. A lot more fun now, Mickey. You go out and you catch a hard hit about an inch and a half long, and you look at him, and you go, man, I think that's my personal worst. And you can do the same thing with a sheep head or anything else. So that's what I'm working on now is personal worst until I accidentally catch something big. But I ain't going to worry about it either way. I'm still going to fish and get out there and do it. But I think it's going to be a nice morning. I went by Boyd's, as I usually do before I make my truck out here to the end of the dike, and the fellas were back there getting things together for the fishermen, and they had a pretty good supply of live shrimp and mullet and mud minnows. They had all three flags up on the pole, but they weren't moving much. The flags were just kind of laying there limp like a dish rag.
That's what I like to hear. Limp as a dish rag.
Yeah, it ain't bad. It's going to be all right. We'll see what the sunrise brings us. And, but I think there'll be some people venturing out this morning and do so careful-like with this fog. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll burn off as the morning progresses. We'll see what happens. But it's been pretty good.
Well, I see y'all are still getting crawfish through there.
Been crazy. November and December, we've had crawfish quite a few days, not a lot, and a little pricey. I'm still dodging rocks and beer bottles and stuff from folks.
Are you something? They're throwing beer bottles at me. How much? Hey, price and demand. That's the way it works, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean it's we catch the whole brunt. You're killing the babies. You're digging up the babies, and you're killing them, and you're boiling them alive. And well, that's the best way. But it's all good, man. Them farmers do everything they do to make a good living, and they're not going to go out there and do anything crazy that's going to wipe out their kids.
They're in the business of growing them and selling them, man.
And we're going to get some. Jason, the demand is there, even at the price. There's a demand for them. People want them, and the retailers want to provide them. So we'll just kind of see how it goes. I've yet to sample one. Jason wants to run me off every year because I don't eat a whole bunch of them. But I just tell him I save them for him because I've never seen anybody eat as many crawfish as he and his whole family just
eat
absolutely
more
love
to him.
Crawfish.
Well, I'm right there next to him. I love them too. Oh, I always have.
Man, I tell you, yeah, I'll opt for a big old fat 9-12 cooked just about anywhere you want.
Now
a shrimp.
You're chunking there, buddy.
Hey, did you ever get to do any crab trapping? Or
I hadn't done anything. Me and my buddies can't get on the same schedule. Everybody, one will be out of town deer hunting, and the next one's doing this, we got next week. I want to go put them out next week, so we'll probably. Are y'all still getting a lot of crabs in down there too? Big blues?
Still getting some. We had a little lull here this last week, but that's
got
a lot to do with it's got a lot to do with just how many other guys are out there actually fishing for them and trapping.
Right.
But then things will slow down in January a bit, and then we'll go into the moratorium for about 10 days
for the crab trap roundup. That's
But it's there's been some nice crabs showing up, and I'm sure there will again. So, yeah, you know, it's just been so doggone warm that all bets are off on what is and what ain't going to happen. So
well,
the crabbing's been good because the the mud temperature's been hanging in there. So yeah. Them old crabs will be out and about. So I sure do like to see some nice crops of crabs coming in. Some of them big old heavy blues are, can't beat them.
Yes, number ones. Grade A. All right, buddy. Well, Dave, throw them out some info about Boyd's One Stop, how they can get there, and a phone number and all that so people can come down and enjoy it. Get them some good grub.
Well, thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it. And we're still here since about 1969.
Yeah.
And it changed hands a couple of times from the original Mr. Gene Boyd, who was a fine gentleman and my neighbor who kind of broke me into the retail business in a, I won't say it was a gentle way. He was very, very demanding, demanding and tough and fair. He was fair and he was, and I think I've always thought the world of him. He passed away some years ago, but just a great guy. But anyway, and then Jason's ended up with it in fine fashion, and he's had it well over 20 years.
Done a fantastic job too, man.
Yeah. Well over 20 years now, and
unbelievable.
So 227 Dyke Road. We're open 24 hours right here in the dead of the warm winter, and we won't close, I guess, unless the weather gets really, really funky. We might shut down for during the night or so. But as it is right now, we're open. And then the both grills are open. Boyd's Cajun Grill in Texas City. 11 to 8 o'clock, and Boyd's Cajun Grill on Wheels in Santa Fe is open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 to 7. And, boy, they've been cooking some good stuff. So, Mickey, everybody roll on out there and check them out. And, as always, we thank all the customers and even all the ones that's going to be customers. Looking forward to seeing you for the first time.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, have a good weekend, Dave. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe. Watch that old fog.
Okay, Mickey. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Likewise. Later, man. All right. Dave Fremont down in Texas City. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. Let's get to Steve Hillman. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. Good morning, Steve. What's up, man?
Just driving through the fog.
You got a little fog down that way, buddy?
Yeah. Trying to enjoy my coffee and looking through the one little place in my windshield that's not jacked up. I don't know. I put new wiper blades on, but I don't know what's wrong with it. There's some kind of film on my windshield or something. I don't know what's going on.
That's it. Turn it. You got your defroster on?
Yeah.
It's not D.
Had a hard time.
It's not.
No, it's not I had a hard time. It's not great. And had a hard time cranking my truck again this morning. My engine block heater plug is, I think my engine block heater is fine. You know, these old diesels, they're cold natured. And, but the plug, when I plugged it in the other day, it's like fire flew out of the plug, like behind it. And the insulation, I guess, on the wires is cracked and it's arcing across. But anyway,
that's not good.
No, I'll fix it. I'm just going to clip it off and put a new male plug end on it, roll with it.
I've only plugged mine in a couple of times, you know, back in 21 and 23, well, a couple of different years, you know, I did it in succession. That it makes a big difference. Oh, you go out there to fire them up in that real cold weather.
Yeah, it's not even that cold this morning. I was surprised it struggled, but your truck's a lot newer than mine. But anyway, hopefully it's not this foggy on the water. We dealt with it Sunday.
For your sake.
I fished every day. I fished, except for Monday, we didn't go. I had my old guys, Brian, coming in, and I had to let them know ahead of time so they'd get a hotel and all that. We decided to punt on that deal based on the forecast. It was probably a good choice. It blew early Monday, and then I think it petered out, but I don't know how good or not good it would have been. Doesn't really matter. We didn't go. But and then Sunday, I didn't have a trip. Me and my buddy Jake White went, and it was dead calm and foggy. And I wanted to go look at some other stuff. And, you know, I've been kind of beating up the same three or four piles of fish for a while now.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to do that. It's just the way it is, I guess. But we went and checked on a couple of areas I hadn't fished in a few weeks. We caught a few fish in them, 7 or 8 trout, nice trout. It just wasn't that good. Then I went back, checked on one of my juggler vein spots, and caught like 20, caught like 20 there, and then we went piddling again and trying to catch reds. Back on the redfish struggle bus again. We're catching a few. Jake caught one keeper, but a lot of little ones. But that fog, man, me and Jace were talking about it a while ago. Sunday, you know, I'm real careful. I kind of creep along, and I'll even kill the motor sometimes if I think there's a boat coming so I can hear. And yeah. You know, if I'm under power and I see a boat wake, you know, it was dead calm Sunday. And if I'm under power and I see a boat wake of any kind, big or small, I'll kill my motor just to listen right. to see where that boat is. Because it's like I was telling Jace, it's like on the highway, it's not necessarily ourselves that we have to worry about. It's other person.
The other people, that's it.
And sure enough, me and Jake are drifting this flat. And Jake's like, man, I hear a boat. I said, I hear it. I think it's a boat. And he kept getting closer and closer. And Jake said, man, he's coming right at us. And I said, damn, he is. And hold on real quick, sorry. And he wasn't turning off, and he got within about 50 yards of us. He finally turned off, but I thought we were fixing to get T-boned.
Yeah.
And, you know, I turned my running lights on, but I don't know how much that helps in the fog once it's daylight and everything. I'm not
sure. Well,
it helps.
Whenever they see it, it's too late.
Right.
You know, right. It's, man, I just, I used to do it. I'd get out and wade fish in the fog. That's so risky. I've been almost run over several times.
No,
but I'm able to whistle real loud, and a lot of times they'll hear that and either shut it down or veer out, you know.
Yeah.
Flare.
Yeah, I can't whistle, so I'm in trouble.
There's no trout out there worth dying over in my books anyway.
No. But you're right about that last minute stuff. It's usually too late. It's like all these rocks we fish all summer and stuff. They have these breakwater, danger breakwater signs in front of them. They're like 3 feet in front of the rocks. If you're reading that sign, you're already toast.
You're done. You're done. you're on the rocks, buddy. You have run aground. Sunk your boat.
Or work. But it's been another just steady week, catching 30 to 35 fish a morning. We're pulling off the trout usually by 8:30 or 9 and going red fishing. But like I said, our red fishing's no good for me again. I was on about a 2-week stretch. We're catching some really nice slots, but we're still catching a lot of rats, like a lot of 14, 18 inch reds. And yesterday we caught 10 reds. It was just me and Brian Castile yesterday. He came by himself, and we didn't do that good on trout yesterday. Yesterday got tougher. I mean, we only had a dozen legal fish that we caught, but we did spend a lot of time trying to catch reds, but caught like 10 reds, but not a single keeper. A couple of them were just under 20, but I'm doing the same thing I've been doing. We're catching a few trout on top, a few on twitch baits, but for the most part, everything's still on worms, and water's super, super clear. And I'm sure you're hearing that from everybody. And early in the morning, we're throwing like slamming chicken on a chain, you know, kind of the darker, not really dark, but kind of intermediate colors. And then that purple Little John's been good. And then the XL's been pretty good on a 1/8 ounce Pearly jig head, especially when I'm going up shallow for trying to catch some of these bigger fish with all that extra plastic in the bait. You know, it's a lot more buoyant than a regular size Little John, especially rigged on that Pro Elite. But
yeah.
But we're doing that in the morning. And then when it gets bright in that clear water, that flamingo flash has been pretty hard to beat. It's one of the newer colors that Bass Assassin came out with. And,
yeah, you know, I think I like that bait better than the Laguna Shrimp.
Yeah, the Laguna Shrimp's more subtle. I like it too a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to complain about it, but I like the Flamingo Flash the best.
Yeah, there's something about that glitter in it. When you're dragging it through the water, that it's got like this iridescent, silky, slimy look to it. I don't know. It's really crazy how it looks in the water.
Yeah.
But it's been working good in that clear water.
Oh, of course, yeah, when it's pink, man, that pink is it's always been a winter favorite of mine. You know, December, January, February, March, it'll start kind of fizzling out in March, but great winter color.
Yeah. But yesterday, Brian, he I think caught almost everything on just good old-fashioned straight lime truce tail.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's like we always talk about. We talk about all these different colors and mixing up. Man, you could go with like two colors in your box, straight lime truce and red shad, you'd probably be fine. Maybe throw in like an intermediate color, like a pumpkin seed or a chicken on a chain, and a few 1/8 ounce jig heads and a few Pro Elite 1/8 ounce jig heads. And you could put all that stuff in your pocket and probably have a pretty good day.
A lot of guys I know right now are doing good on quarter ounce. They're liking the quarter ounce jig heads, but they're catching a lot of reds too.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I've never been a big quarter ounce guy, but with those reds, it's like, I know you have. I know.
And gumballs, 3/8, man, I've even had to throw them wade fishing so you could throw farther and get out there in the deep, you know. And Jimmy Lloyd showed me that one time. We're wading way up in the pocket. We're not even fishing that deep, and he's throwing a gumball, 3/8. I'm going, geez, why are you throwing so far? Got a big head on. He was catching them, though.
That must be where John Storm got it from, is from Jimmy Lloyd, because he used to always throw his 3/8 ounce, even white fishing.
Lloyd's and Storms are some fish-killing machines.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But no, it's been steady. It's been pretty good. You know, like I said, I prefer the conditions we had last week, quite honestly.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Overcast and blowing 15 or 16. Because what's happening now, the weather's getting pretty, or has been pretty all week. And the lurkers and the creepers are out. People are starting to.
Bird doggers, pot lickers.
Oh, yeah. No, they're starting to take notice. Lurkers. And it's just. it's a matter of time before you lose it, you know, you lose your stuff, but hopefully by the time you lose an area,
it's played out anyway.
Yeah. And you found something else by then, but in the winter, it's hard to do that. Cause these fish, it's like I was saying,
well, get on the same old pattern. They're in the same place and you know, the same weather conditions, you got to keep going back to the till. And if everybody fills it up, you're done.
That's right. But they're not, even when it warms up, these fish aren't moving far from their winter areas. So, you know, it kind of is what it is now until, probably till late January, February, our pattern's going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But not catching anything big at all. The biggest trout we've had all week is 21 inches, but most of them are 16 to 20, just regular old little football fish, and still catching a couple of flounder every day. I caught two more flounder yesterday.
Well, we've got, three more days, and we can put them in the cooler, man.
Yeah, and then I'll stop catching them then. I won't catch
That'll
one.
It'll be Monday morning after midnight, Sunday night. So
Sunday night.
Yeah,
man,
Sunday
if I didn't
night,
have a trip.
When it's clock strikes 12, you can box a flounder.
If I didn't have a trip Monday, I'd get out there at like midnight.
It'll be a hard front, though, right in the middle of the opening of flounder. You heard they opened the federal snapper back up till the end of the year, huh?
I did not. I've been living under a rock going to bed at
I
like
heard
7
that yesterday. Well,
really?
That's something new. It's a new topic other than the drone stuff.
Right.
Heard
right.
enough of that for the last week. Need some new news, some good news, better news.
But now I think one of the reasons our bite got a little tougher yesterday is our tides got super weak yesterday.
Yeah, I mentioned that when I read the tides off yesterday morning about them being so weak. You know, there's four of them, but they're, man, it's a trickle.
That's right. And a lot of folks think four is better. It can be.
Well, it is if you're fishing San Luis Pass or the jetties or something, or you'll have moving water all day. But up when you get up this far, it changes things.
That's right. And then the four that we had yesterday, where I was, it peaked out around 9,
right,
a little before 9, not know, we had a decent little income that morning. Not even much of that, really, because it's hit the tail end of it. And then from like whatever it was, 8:45 to 2:30 in the afternoon, it was a 0.6 to a 0.6. It was as flat line as you could get, and I mean there was nothing. So
yeah, at the Galveston Channel, it was a 0.7 to 0.8. That's one inch.
That's it. And today, I don't think it's much better. We'll have a little income in this morning. And yesterday, we got there, Brian and I started catching them right away, and it went away fast. I mean, it went from trout to rat reds, like, quick. Yeah. And then it turned into a – I don't mind a decent grind. I don't As long as it's steady enough to keep everybody interested.
Yeah, everybody's getting bites and catching one here and there. You can fish like that all day, but boy, when it goes stale and somebody, you go an hour without anybody getting bit. That's grinding right there, buddy.
No, it's like these old, when I used to duck hunt a bunch in early till season.
Yeah.
First volley, you're done sometimes and your hunt's over. You're going home at like 7 o'clock, you know.
Right.
And so fishing's kind
dove
of the same
season
way.
Season opens today, south zone, and duck season, south zone opens tomorrow. So, got some hunting going on.
Yeah, speaking of hunting, man, I'm ready to get back down there. I never did talk about our Thanksgiving trip. I think I was too busy belly aching about getting canceled on last week. But we saw some really good deer over Thanksgiving, and then my son-in-law Nick, he killed a nice 8-point cull, older deer, but. Deer, man, he was a big body deer. It's 205 pounds, and
that's big deer.
I think I haven't looked at his teeth yet. I'm getting a mount. I have a buddy of mine do a European mount for him, but he's going to give me the teeth. But I know he's 5.5, maybe 6.5. But this deer, his hocks weren't dark at all, and I mean he had no smell to him, and
when
we cleaned him, did I tell you about that?
Yeah, non-sexual.
He didn't have a set of you know what.
Yeah, he didn't have.
And he didn't have the other part either, and it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And he was fat like a feral hog, man. He was he didn't have any testosterone, I guess.
He was a bar
kind
buck.
Of a weird deal. I guess so,
like
man.
A bar hog. He was a bar buck. All right, Hillman, I got to run. I'm out of time already, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming out to Galveston and cutting a drift, popping a wade, make a move here, move there, catch a few here, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Ooh, man, that fog's getting thick now. 206-7937.
All right, brother. Well, Hillman, watch the other watercraft out there, if you can see them.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, man.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Catch them up, man.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Steve. Later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.